This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Israel reportedly plans to give the Palestinian Authority time to curb attacks on Israelis by militant Palestinian groups, this after Secretary of State Colin Powell's meetings yesterday in Jerusalem and Jericho. The government of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon apparently plans to rein in Israeli forces in the occupied territories for 3 weeks, according to a Reuters report. But Mr. Sharon has also made it clear Israel will continue its policy of targeting militants for assassination. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with Secretary Powell and joins us from Jordan. Vicky, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And does Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas seem to have much hope that 3 weeks is enough to do the job?
You know, 3 weeks, that's probably asking for a lot. At the moment, Abbas has been trying to arrange a ceasefire with one of the main Palestinian militant groups, which is Hamas. Mm-hmm. Those talks haven't succeeded so far, but he plans to continue trying. You know, one of the big problems, though, is that Israel keeps demanding that Abbas use force to dismantle the militant organizations, such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And Abbas says that after the last year or two of Israeli tactics, crackdowns on the Palestinians, that his security apparatus has been so undermined that he doesn't have the troops, he doesn't have the arms to take on Hamas, and he says if he did, there'd probably be a civil war.
Mm. Secretary Powell, as we noted, was in Jerusalem and Jericho yesterday to try and push for implementation of a new peace initiative. Do we know if the Israeli policy of targeted assassinations became part of the discussion?
Yes, it was in both stops. Abbas told a news conference that if he's going to have any hope of calming the situation on the Palestinian side, then Israel's going to have to stop what he calls provocative action. Abbas had a list of demands, among them stopping the expansion of Israeli settlements, stopping the demolition of Palestinian homes by Israeli forces, but heading his list was stopping that policy of targeted assassinations. Powell went to Jericho after meetings with Israeli officials, and in a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Sharon, Powell said that the United States takes the position that Israel has the right to defend itself against what he called ticking bombs, militants who are known to be planning an attack. Mm-hmm. But Powell said that the consequences of going beyond that and any preemptive attack against Palestinians have to be considered in terms of the impact on the peace process, and he told reporters traveling with him that Israel understands that distinction.
Hmm. What have you been able to learn about the plans the administration might have over the next few days and weeks to try and keep the peace process going?
The administration is very concerned that if something concrete doesn't come of this peace initiative very quickly, it's simply going to fall apart. So the administration's focusing on plans for Israel to turn over authority for security in certain areas, starting with Gaza and Bethlehem, to the Palestinians. The idea is that the Palestinians would see an immediate gain, and they also would have a chance to demonstrate to Israel whether the Palestinian Authority can rein in the militants. The president's new envoy to the Mideast, that's Ambassador John Wolf, has been discussing the possible turnover in talks this week with both sides. And Powell said yesterday that the talks are serious and the obstacles to going ahead with the turnover are slowly being resolved.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara, who's traveling with Secretary Powell, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.